This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today, this Monday, in West Texas, the Permian Basin, the most productive oil and gas field in the world's biggest oil and gas producing country, this one. With such productivity, and on the theory that in many things, industrial and corporate, bigger really is better, comes a drive to consolidate, which manifests today in the news that publicly held Diamondback Energy is going to buy its privately held competitor Endeavor Energy Partners in a deal worth give or take $26 billion American dollars. And if you're thinking you've been hearing of more than just a couple of oil and gas mergers lately, you have. There was more than $100 billion worth of oil and gas mergers and acquisitions in this economy alone in the last year. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what this consolidation craze is all about.
Not all oil wells are created equal. Some are easy, like squeezing water from a sponge. Others are closer to squeezing milk from a stone. Oil companies would much rather drill where it is cheap and easy.
We know essentially where the good drilling locations are, and so there's been a scramble by companies to secure those.
Andrew Dittmer is with Enverus Intelligence Research. He says the U.S. has oil and gas for decades of drilling, but the good stuff, the easy stuff,
the highest quality rock, you do start to draw that down the next 5 or so years.
So there has been a rush to gobble those sites up by gobbling up the companies that already own them. Diamondback Energy, Dittmer estimates, has an easy oil drilling runway of about 8 years. Buying Endeavor, he says, would get it about one more.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but in the context of the fact that it's hard to make big advancements, actually is an appreciable bump.
The other thing about oil drilling in the Permian is a lot of it is horizontal, and there is a limit to how far you can reach horizontally. Dittmer says it's around 4 miles. But a lot of drillers will hit a property line before they ever get that far. Josh Young is with oil and gas investment firm Bison Interests.
These guys have a lot of land that's next to each other, and so it's going to allow them to drill longer laterals.
But Young says there are a lot of reasons for the merger and acquisition frenzy that have little to do with oil.
Executive compensation these days is tied pretty heavily towards shareholder returns.
It's in executives' interests to grow their companies. Shareholders like it too because they get bigger dividends. And the more highly valued the company, the easier it is to buy more companies in the future. But the mosh pit of mergers is calming down.
We're getting to the point where there's very few remaining buyout targets.
In fact, Andrew Dittmer's company, Enverus Intelligence, predicts there will be no further Permian mega mergers this year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.